Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And guess what? You don't have to go to New Orleans this weekend to get a little Mardi Gras mambo, because we got a lot happening out on Pensacola Beach. Super excited to have one of my dearest friends, known her for years. She is the Mardi Gras queen and the queen of Pensacola Beach with Island Times. Shelley Johnson is on the phone with us. Hey, Shelley.
Good morning, Meg.
It's so great to have you on to tell us all about what's happening this weekend. One of my all-time favorite events, the Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade, is coming up this Saturday.
Oh, we are so ready for Saturday. Our parade grounds open at noon. We're counting the hours.
Okay, well, tell us everything, because some folks, I'm sure, are familiar with the big parade. We have one in Pensacola, of course, and on the beach, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But this particular one has a special audience and special participants.
That's correct. The Kids and Critters Parade is a walking procession for people and pets. So little kids, big kids at heart, everybody's welcome. All you have to do is register between noon and 2, and that's free. If you bring a pet in a costume, it's $10 for the pet to participate, or you can just be a spectator.
Okay, so where is this all happening on the beach?
This is happening in the Casino Beach parking lot, right next to the Pensacola Beach Visitors Information Center. It's a barricaded area, so it's very safe, and it's a circular walking route, and the guests are invited inside the barricade, so everybody's safe from the traffic.
I love it. Now, I've been to this event many years, and it's just such a great thing because it's perfect for little kids. They might get overwhelmed by a big parade, but what I love, too, is that you have floats, so to speak. Talk a little bit about that.
Those are our mini floats. You can create your float on a wagon or a stroller, anything you can push or pull. No pedaling, no motors. Because this parade goes very slowly, mm-hmm. as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And we want you to decorate your float and get it ready for the parade, because we have prizes for the top three, first, second, and third, supplied by our sponsor, Gulf Breeze Animal Hospital. And we have a new category called the Happy Dog Resort Honorable Mention.
Ooh.
So there are going to be some extra prizes provided by Happy Dog Resort.
Well, I remember one year there was a wagon that had a little dog in it, and the little dog was all dressed up for Mardi Gras, and it was just one of the cutest things I've ever seen.
We pride ourselves in the cutest thing you've ever seen. That's kind of who we are.
What have been some of your favorites, Shelley, over the years? I know you've seen a little bit of everything. And describe, because it says kids and critters. Well, what do you mean? What kind of critters?
Well, any household pet that you want to dress up and bring, and we know that not every dog enjoys this kind of thing, but if you have a dog that's social and likes being out, bring them. We do have some very special guests that join us. They're specially trained. Our Grand Marshal, Jessie, mm-hmm. who lives at Windy Ridge Farms, and she's led by Burma Davis. She comes in a costume, and she leads the parade. And she's done that for the last 14 years.
What is she?
She's a quarter horse.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a horse person.
A quarter horse, okay.
I will tell you what, she is wonderful. She is a former Scambia County Posse mm-hmm. member, mm-hmm. and she is specially trained for this kind of event. And after the parade is over, children are allowed to line up, and Burma Davis will teach them how to approach the horse and how to pet the horse, and they can get their picture taken with Jessie.
Oh, how cute is that? I love that. So now, if I wanted to come, and what time should I get there? What time do all the festivities start?
They start at noon, and if you want to be a spectator, bring your bag, maybe bring a chair to sit in. We do have some special guests. They're called our feature guests in the center of our parade grounds,
uh-huh.
and they're there to entertain you between noon and 2. Go visit them. They have giveaways And we have a special, special tall guest, Mickey the Stilt Walker.
On real stilts, really?
Yes, he's going to be a 10-foot tall cowboy. So
he'll
be the tallest cowpoke on the parade grounds.
Well, wait a second. Is that the theme this year?
The theme is Coastal Cowboy. And even if you're not going to march in the parade, put your cowboy hat on and come out and be part of the fun. There's a prize for the person with the most Mardi Gras spirit in the parade or in our audience.
Okay. And then you also have some entertainment. I know our girls from Dancingly Yours are going to be there. Is that right?
That's right. Well, our first little bit of entertainment will be our karaoke for kids at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we have enough time for about six songs. Mm-hmm. And then at 1:30, Beach Famous, Dancingly Yours, they'll bring their showstoppers, and they even have three-year-olds. And they'll dance, and they've got some special numbers for us with the cowboy theme.
They are just the cutest. They usually are featured at Taste of the Beach as well, and also at the Christmas Parade, so they do just a fabulous job. It's Monique, right, has been doing choreographing this group for a long, long number of years.
Monette Hodges.
Monette Hodges.
They're under the direction of Monette Hodges.
She's amazing.
Dancingly Yours, and they are terrific. Worth driving over to the beach and seeing them perform. And then, of course, they join us in the parade.
Oh, good. Okay. So if you get there in time, then there's vendors there too, right? There'll be some people there.
Well, we don't sell anything per se, but in our featured guest in our parade grounds, we'll have the Escambia County Posse, Duke, and Gulf Breeze Animal Hospital, who will have goodie bags and medallions for the kids, mm-hmm. and Happy Dog Resort will be there with giveaways. Healthy Gulf brings a huge coloring sheet that's a giant whale for the kids to all color as a community.
Oh, how neat.
And then new this year is Pensacola Beach Roller Hockey.
What?
They're bringing
what is that?
Yes, they're going to bring the slap shot. They're going to bring their slap shot game, so you can actually get a hockey stick and they'll show you how to pop that thing into the net, that puck. So,
I love that.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, that
and Pensacola
great.
Beach Elementary School PTA is joining us.
Oh, good. They're
so
amazing.
We have a full lineup.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
So how long does it take to plan an event like this?
Well, the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Incorporated Board of Directors starts as soon as we close up the carnival season. We start again. And we pick a date and a theme and then begin with our permitting. And we have a lot of time, a whole year, but it seems like it goes by quickly.
Yes, it
and
does.
And here we are now.
Yes, it does.
Right on. We're ready. We're ready.
Well, I've had it on my calendar for quite a bit, and I'm excited to be there.
Well, we're looking forward to having you as our MC.
Yes, I can't wait. I've done this a couple of years now. It's so much fun. So I'll definitely be there with my Mardi Gras beads on for sure. And we'll be giving out some prizes
right? You. We'll be giving out prizes for karaoke. We'll be giving out prizes for the best costumed critter, the best mini float. And the Grand Marshal's Award goes to the person with the most Mardi Gras spirit. So come on out, put your cowboy hat on, and really let's get ready to have a great time.
Okay. We're talking with Shelley Johnson. She is the publisher and owner of Island Times, a wonderful newspaper that is out on the beach. You can always find out what is happening and what the events are. And she is one of the founders of the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras and this Kids and Critters Parade. So when we come back, Shelley, we're going to talk about some of the other Mardi Gras things that are happening this weekend. So don't go away. We'll be back. If you've got a question for Shelley about the Kids and Critters Parade coming up this Saturday, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with Shelley in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I have my friend Shelley Johnson, who is the publisher of Island Times, on the phone with me. But today she is talking about Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras celebrations and the big Kids and Critters Parade this Saturday. It's got a cowboy theme. Kids are welcome to come dressed up all ages and critters as well. So it's great to have you on this show, Shelley. You said in addition to the Kids and Critters Parade on Saturday, there's also a couple of other things happening on the beach.
There are, and they're just right across the street from each other. So you could possibly see both and attend all three. We have a long-standing Mardi Gras event, the Crew of Naugas Champagne Breakfast and Native Noontime Ball. It's been decades, and unfortunately, through some circumstances that were out of beyond control, it's not being hosted this year. So in a pure moment of Mardi Gras spirit, the Crew of Priscus Queens, the Crew of Gadsby, and the Crew of Cheers are hosting a pajama party at the Sand Shaker. It starts at 1 o'clock, and they're taking the proceeds from that event and donating it to the Crew of Naugas charity, which is the Hotel for Cats and Dogs.
Oh, perfect.
It's really a wonderful tribute, and what a nice thing to do. So that's at the Sand Shaker. It starts at 1 o'clock. You can go in your pajamas, or if you're in your cowboy costume, go over there anyway. Of course, now that's adults.
That's an adult, for the adults, not for the kids.
21 and over, right, at the Sand Shaker. And then it's open to the public. And, of course, following that is the longstanding tradition of the Crew of Brew finding their beach babes. They host their beach babe contest.
Uh-oh.
Starts about 2 o'clock, just right following. One flows into the other at the Sand Shaker. And this is not a contest like you might think. They're looking for a person who has a lot of Mardi Gras spirit to join them on their float when they roll at the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras, and also they participate in the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras. So you get to go on two parades. They provide your beads. So you should show up there at the Sand Shaker in your costume with all of your best Mardi Gras spirit, and they're going to choose a gal to join their crew.
So I'm trying
for this year.
I'm trying to imagine the outfit I might put together. So I would need very warm pajamas, a cowboy hat, and some Mardi Gras beads and a Mardi Gras boa. Would that work?
I'm telling you, you're in. You have got the spirit.
I got the spirit. Now, when is the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras parade for the adults and for everybody and the rest of us?
Right. The Crew of Rex hosts that, and it's going to be on Sunday, February the 15th, and it rolls at 2 p.m., but of course, you're going to want to get to the beach very, very early, get your parking spot, get over and have some breakfast at one of the beach restaurants and certainly some lunch, and then wait for Pensacola Beach's biggest party.
Okay, and what's the date on that?
Mardi Gras Parade.
It's the Crew of Rex Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade, and what's the date on that again, Shelley?
February 15th, Sunday, February 15th, 2 p.m.
Okay, mark your calendars now. But what's happening before that, though, and the reason I asked Shelley to join me this morning is because this Saturday we have the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Kids and Critters Parade. This is such a special event, and especially if you've got grandkids or little kids, nieces and nephews, you should see these kids. They just love it. They come out all decorated with their beads, and you can make little mini floats with the kids. Do they allow golf carts in this one?
Well, the golf carts have a special parking area.
Okay.
And so if you bring your decorated golf cart between noon and 1 p.m., you'll be invited to park in a special VIP area, which gives you a front row seat to the parade. And of course, this is a walking procession. We don't allow anything that moves faster than foot.
Okay.
So we'll just be marching right past those golf carts, though. So if you want to be part of that, there's also a first, second, and third prize for the best decorated golf cart.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun. So you can bring the golf cart. You'll have VIP area. But the parade itself is a walking parade with lots of wonderful kids and critters in it, which is awesome.
And the nice thing about this parade is you can be in the parade if you'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your costume, bring your beads to hand out, and register from noon to 2. There's no charge for people, and pets are $10. Or you can just come and watch the parade and haul all of your goodies and beads back home with you.
There you go. And this is a nonprofit organization that does this, so whatever money is raised by the pets, that's going to cover the cost of the parade. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have some hard costs that we have to cover, one of which is insurance, and so we always hope that that little $10 per pet will cover that cost.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have some wonderful sponsors and people who are very generous to help us put on this Kids and Critters Parade.
Well, I know one of our friends from Boogie Inc. will be there. Alex will be helping with the karaoke contest, and so they'll be there playing some great music for us. And then the other thing that I love about this parade and the Mardi Gras on the beach, talk about the commemorative pins that you have.
This year, we have a coastal cowboy-themed pin, and it's a crab wearing a cowboy hat sitting on a surfboard.
I love it. A crab with a cowboy hat on a surfboard. Only on Pensacola Beach, Mardi Gras.
Only.
Only there.
Those will be available at our registration. Yeah, those will. We have some of those left. Not a lot. They're in a limited supply by now.
Uh-huh.
They're $10 a piece, and they would make a wonderful little token to take home with you or to share with others.
Okay. We're talking with Shelley Johnson about the Kids and Critters Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade this Saturday. Festivities start right around noon. And the actual parade, it's a walking parade. When does that start, Shelley?
2 p.m. on the dot.
On the dot. Okay. We're going to come back in just a minute and wrap things up. But Shelley, thanks for being here. I'm going to come back to you in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question about this parade, the Kids and Critters Parade, send that question in to 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're getting in the Mardi Gras spirit on the show this morning. Shelley Johnson is here to tell us all about the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras festivities. This Saturday, the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Kids and Critters Parade. Shelley, somebody may have just tuned in. Give us the details real quick here as we go approach 11 o'clock this morning. What can you tell us?
We are going to kick off the Kids and Critters Parade at noon on Saturday at the Casino Beach parking lot right next to the Visitor Center. It's free to attend. Come on out. You may be in the parade. You can register at no charge. You can bring your pet, wear your costume. Pets are $10. You can be a spectator, and there's no charge to do that. We would love to have you. The parade rolls at 2 p.m., If you need any additional information about Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras, go to PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Lots of details.
Perfect. Okay, well, we just got a text in, Shelley. You'll appreciate this. It says, thank you, Shelley, for all you have done throughout the years to bring great info to the masses. You've been a staple in the community. Your friend, Pete D., former fishing writer.
I'm telling you, I am grateful for our writers and grateful for our readers and grateful for the listeners out there in Radio Land. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this information, and we'll keep working hard.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the parade on Saturday. I'm excited to be emceeing with you, and it should be a lot of fun. The kids are absolutely adorable when they dress up like Mardi Gras. The adults can be pretty hilarious, too, but something about little kids dressing up with the beads and the festivities and the boas, seeing them in their little wagons with their dogs and pets, and people go all out as far as decorating, and it's not too late to participate if you want to come out and be a part of it. You don't have to live on the beach. It's open to everyone, right?
Absolutely. The more the merrier. We welcome everyone to come and join us at the Kids and Critters Parade Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Saturday at 2 o'clock to watch, 12 o'clock if you want to participate in some of the festivities. And what's that website again for more info?
PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com.
And you can always find out whatever you want to know about what's happening on Pensacola Beach by going to Island Times, islandtimes.com, and you can pick up a copy all over Pensacola Beach. Thank you so much, Shelley Johnson. Love you and appreciate you. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.